On the line, I have Mike Stewart from the National Weather Service. He's a meteorologist and wanted to talk about the weather this coming week. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here on Labor Day.
Yes, thank you. Nice natal Labor Day across the region here.
Some of us folks are working or volunteering no matter what day of the week it is, right?
Exactly. We're watching it 24 hours a day.
All right.
We are watching things. Fortunately, things are very quiet today.
Well, this is a question I have. Now that the hurricane was quite an event here the last couple of weeks, how did it affect our weather up here?
It did affect our weather by causing no weather. What it did, it blocked the moisture that we usually get up from the Gulf of Mexico and from the Midwest. And unfortunately, as Isaac moved across into the Gulf, from the Gulf of Mexico into Louisiana and Arkansas, and then moved on up in the Ohio Valley, it blocked all the moisture flow up here. And that is why we did not receive very much precipitation at all, if any. I know some showers moved across last night, but it actually blocked the moisture flow, so it had kind of an indirect effect on our weather.
I know some of us have absolutely loved the nice dry weather and trail conditions this past week, but unfortunately we have a fire going in the Superior National Forest. Any hope for moisture in the near future?
Unfortunately not. We had our best shot last night, and unfortunately we did not get any moisture up here. We may have a shot of showers or thunderstorms tomorrow night and early Wednesday. Then after that, we really don't have any chance of measurable precipitation or good precipitation through the weekend. So it is somewhat worrisome because it's starting to get awfully dry around the area.
Now, we have a Radio Waves Music Festival coming up this weekend. WTIP helps sponsor and a lot of music events, and it's all outdoors. So what does the weekend look like for us up here?
The weekend looks great for the Arrowhead and the Grand Marais area. Right now, we're looking at partly to mostly sunny skies, looking at highs probably in the mid-60s during the day and lows around 50 at night. So it looks like an excellent weather for the activity this weekend.
Now, one of the ways we make our hay here on the North Shore is by our summer leaf or our fall leaf lookers. A leaf forecast with the dry weather?
Well, right now, usually from personal experience, what I've seen, when we start getting this dry weather, the leaves start turning earlier because the trees are stressed. So I think the leaves will start turning earlier. I know the DNR will have more information, scientific information in relation to that. But they could start turning earlier than usual because of the dry weather.
Yeah, we do have some maples turning already, and it's starting to look a little bit like fall in some places up here, too.
Yes, unfortunately, Labor Day means summer is done, and winter is maybe not right around the corner, but it's like right down the block. So,
well, Mike, I really want to thank you for joining us this morning, giving us an update here.
Thank you very much, and a happy Labor Day to everybody out there.
All right, thanks a lot.